All right. So, are you?
We're in my Mustang. You can hear that sweet baby purr whenever I turn the key, I imagine.
Yeah. Now, folks, this is a special episode of the Hodge Podcast. Because we were getting ready to do an episode of our other podcast, Have You Seen My Childhood? And realize we are very hungry.
Starving.
Absolutely starving. And, in order to save time and get the most podcasting for our money, we're actually going ahead and doing the episode on the way to get food. So if it sounds a little bad, we're just talking to the phone.
Yeah.
And it's probably gonna sound really bad. We're sorry.
So we're coming up to a crossroads here. We're gonna have to pick where we're gonna eat.
Oh yeah. What are you feeling? We're gonna have to bleep all the names. So this is gonna be a weird
bleep that we're maybe eating Taco Bell.
Okay, are you suggesting Taco Bell?
How do you feel about that?
I would do Taco Bell.
The only thing is, I can only spend $14 on food, and I feel that I may surpass that amount at
Taco Bell. I think you could have a good meal for $7 at Taco Bell.
Okay, I think that's what we should do then.
All right, well, then the banner is not going to go on that long. We'll give you a hint, though. If you've ever seen the movie Demolition Man, the fast food restaurant we're going to won the fast food wars. It's the only place to get fast food now.
Which is okay. That was okay. I'm glad they won the fast food wars.
I'm really glad I got a chance to reference Demolition Man in this podcast.
So why can you reference Demolition Man but not Taco Bell?
Oh, because Demolition Man is fantastic and Taco Bell is
amazing.
It can be. It's pretty rough sometimes, but it's
well, what?
It's the only fast food Mexican that you have.
It should. I mean, like, I'm okay with that.
Wait, have you ever had Chipotle?
No, I have not.
Oh man, you gotta have Chipotle.
Now, is that like that's like a TGI Fridays?
No, no, it's like if you mixed Taco Bell with a Subway, and they made it with more like real ingredients. Like it's like they've actually been really good about trying to be as organic as possible. So it's like super classy Taco Bell, but you're really maybe only spending a dollar more than you would at a meal at Taco Bell.
All right.
So it's like chicken tacos, and they got steak tacos.
So it's like a Baskin and Robbins to like a Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, this is like the Cold Stone Creamery of your fast Mexican choices. It's a little bit Americanized Mexican, to be honest.
Aren't they all?
A little bit, yeah. Now, Taco Bell is definitely Americanized Mexican.
Now they had that dog who spoke Spanish, so I think that was good for the right direction. I don't know why they don't bring that guy out of retirement.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I loved the Taco Bell. I had a Taco Bell dog T-shirt at one point when I was a child.
What did it say?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
I had a plush that you squeeze, and I didn't even need Taco Bell. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, okay, you're ready for this. Did you know Garcia from Reno 911.
And Rocco, right?
Yeah, Rocco. I can't remember it's Carlos, and I can't remember how to pronounce his last name. So I'm not going to try to do it, because it's going to be bad. But he was also the Taco Bell dog.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's probably just, he could probably just chill on that money then, right?
I don't know. I don't know how much you get
for.
I think
it was pretty big in its day.
It was. It was on t-shirts.
They had a tie-in trailer teaser for the Godzilla movie.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
How good that was.
I remember at one point I actually had a Kazam toy from that.
Kazam?
Yeah, and it like a camp out or something where we had firecrackers. I put it like opened up with a jam box and had Kazam in it.
What?
And I put firecrackers in it. Because I was doing that like, I'm going to blow shit up as a kid. I'm going to do it to this.
Regret that.
I'll be honest, I have not lost sleep over blowing up the Kazam doll.
Wow, that's...
Because it was from Taco Bell. It wasn't a good one.
I didn't know they had those, man. I'm going to eBay that shit. I didn't know Kazam had any merchandise. There should have been a video game tie-in.
There was Shaq Fu. You could just pretend that was it.
Yeah, when was the first time you ate Taco Bell?
First time? Actually, I believe it was when I got that Kazam toy. However,
really?
One time when I was a kid, I got it. Whoa, watch out. There's a deer.
Oh. That was real, folks. That was real. A deer tried to break into this car and steal our belongings.
There, I told the deer are rough in this neighborhood.
You just gotta not make eye contact with them, lock your doors politely, and just speed up a little
bit. Anyway, first time at Taco Bell, or no, it wasn't the first time, it was, one, maybe it was, even was, who knows, but it was when the Star Wars Special Edition was out.
Oh.
They had, like, a picture cube, like, you would, flip the cubes around, it would have different pictures on each side.
I remembered it.
Yeah, oh, so did you have one?
Yes. I remember the best thing about, that was my favorite thing about episode one, was they did, the marketing was so crazy, and they had, three different fast food restaurants all had different, they were like a different planet, so they each had different, like, big gulp cups with giant toppers on them, and they each had different toys pertaining to that planet. So it was like Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut.
Okay, well, that they're all young brands.
Yeah, it was the Kentucky Hut.
Yeah. Now,
ooh, it was a trilogy in its own right.
I tell you what, I have to jump off topic here because we just passed a sign, and it had, I've never seen this. It was a roadside.
The tractor.
With a man on a tractor.
I laugh at that.
I don't think I've ever passed a sign that's like tractor crossing. At least not like a professional road sign.
I don't think that's really a problem on this road. I think I've only encountered that maybe once or twice on this whole road.
We're back. We just hit a man on a tractor.
We should have warned, paid more attention to the sign back there.
So I don't know. Well, usually we talk about movies on this. We've mostly been talking about fast food. This is a strange episode.
This is going to be
however, we said it from the beginning. It's going to be a hodgepodge of things. The majority of what we talk about is now on a different podcast, so yeah. We gotta spread out our ground. However, did you see any good movies lately?
Oh, man. I don't think I have watched any movies. Oh, wait! I've seen a great movie lately!
What is that?
I saw Thor the Dark World.
Did you set that up? Was that a planned, like, oh, I don't know what I saw. Oh, I saw this!
No, I actually, I've been really busy, and I hadn't got to see anything, like, all of October. And then I just got to go see Thor the other day when it came out. Saw it with Star Wars chit-chatologist Josh Lively and my girlfriend, and we saw it in IMAX 3D. It was awesome.
I never saw the first Thor, so I okay. I was on the pass.
Maybe, I think you can see it without seeing the first Thor, but I would recommend seeing the first Thor and the Avengers before seeing that movie.
Okay.
You're going to be kind of lost.
So we
kind of
can't talk about it because no. I haven't seen that.
I'll tell you the post-credit scene were two of my
favorites. Just go ahead. You can just go ahead and tell me what that is. I don't give a shit.
I don't
stay and
that.
Watch those anyway.
You don't watch? We don't stay and watch those?
I do. I just wanted to say. I wanted to see what your reaction would be if I told
Dude,
you.
Dude, I clean up empty this. Cinemas where no one stays for those every night, and I just stay in there by myself and watch them.
Do you feel proud or sad?
Sad.
Okay.
I'm like, man, you like... One of them is a huge plot point, and you're like, wow, that's how I thought the movie ended, and there was actually a whole other scene there. And then the other one is sets up with Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, and Benicio del Toro is in it, and he's really weird. It's awesome.
Now, are you his character's weird, or he is?
His portrayal of the character, and he is very weird.
Okay.
But it's awesome. It's like I think it's gonna be really cool. I'm really excited for it.
Let's see. I went to see an old movie. I saw Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, what?
On a 35mm print in 3D.
What?
Yeah.
That's the shit.
It was awesome.
Where did you do that?
Hollywood Theater in Dormont. They usually don't get prints. And whenever I heard that, I'm like, oh, well, you have to go. It was weird that they were doing like an event, and it was Chili Billy, the Pittsburgh horror host. It's in Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, cool.
He was going to be there, and it was going to be like $15 to $20. I don't remember exactly. And they had a kids matinee at 3 o'clock for like $3.
Oh, fuck.
So I went to that. I saw it with some kids. There were very respectful children.
Oh, what? That was
in
like,
Creature.
Oh, okay.
There were actually kids in the theater.
That's wild.
They were like, they enjoyed it, it seemed. They weren't talking or texting or anything. Everybody was just like, oh.
That's surprising. I find that.
They weren't related to make any noises.
See,
they didn't go, ah.
For me at this amazing. Point, like, I could give a shit about watching a movie in 3D, but I've kind of noticed that if you pay extra money, and if you have to wear glasses the whole time, people don't text or get on their phones ever.
I think it's because you can't see your phone.
Yeah, I think it's A, you can't see your phone, and I think B, if you've paid, like, way more money to see the movie, and there's something like, ooh, in your face about it, I think that you're more apt to just sit there and watch it.
And then I did watch some new stuff, too. I saw Bad Grandpa in the theater.
Oh, how was that?
I enjoyed it. I don't think they did the best job with a narrative, but it's like, well, you guys tried, and it's pretty damn funny. It is pretty damn funny.
I really want to see it. I've only seen, like, parts of it, just kind of walking into the cinemas, but, like...
And, our friend Andrew Shearer actually talked about this on his podcast. It's totally true. They give away the final gag in the trailer.
No
the
way.
The final gag is in the trailer.
Is it him at that strip club thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Or the pageant.
It's the pageant? Well,
like that, where they
like
have her dressing, have him dressing.
There is a part in which they go to a male strip club. Am I correct in this?
Yes. It is hysterical.
Hilarious.
Absolutely hysterical. And it's cool because there's post credits where they show people reacting to them being told, like, oh, you're in Johnny Knoxville's new movie. And some of those are really funny. But overall, I really liked it. The makeup is great. They did a really good job
on
it.
They always do an awesome job turning him into that old man.
There's a lot of really funny stuff. I mean, they got some people and just the things that they pulled out of them. It's almost like they are brilliant at manufacturing reactions almost. Or really
They've
lucky.
They just mastered it over these years.
I mean, a whole big segment of it takes place with a biker group that are called the Guardians of the Children, and they're really like, they're like a pro kids biker group.
What?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. And they elicit the perfect reactions out of these guys without them knowing. And it's like they found out about this group. I don't know if they wrote it around it or what, but it's perfectly framed around it.
Oh man.
So yeah, I recommend it. I mean, you could wait for it to be on DVD. You don't have to watch it.
That's
in
what
the
I
theater.
Figured. I figured it comes around Netflix or whatever. I'll watch it.
I just wanted to go see a movie because I've totally broken that. I'm not going to go see movies now. This digital rule, as expected, that lasted like a month.
Yeah, that's my goal for this next year or whatever is to watch more movies in theaters. I'm really bad about it, especially for someone who works in a movie theater. I might see one movie every 2 months.
But at home, I did watch recently. I watched some Netflix stuff. They put up The Ghastly Love of Johnny X, which is, it was the last movie shot on, I forget what stock of black and white Kodak film, but they got the very last part of it, to the point that the artist actually had to shoot on color and desaturate it to get the look, the black and white look they wanted.
That's sweet.
It's this guy named Paul Bunnell. He did a short film called That Little Monster a long time ago, but this movie, he's been working on it for like 4 or 5 years, and it's got Will Keenan from Romeo and Juliet and Reggie Bannister from Phantasm, and it's like a 50s sci-fi, or low-budget sci-fi musical.
What?
And it's all shot on real film, and also they got Kevin McCarthy from Invasion of the Body Snatchers and UHF. He's the evil station owner in UHF.
Oh, that's
They got
cool.
His last film role is in that.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's what I don't think it's I had really high hopes for it.
Yeah, you
don't. It didn't
to.
Maybe didn't live up to them, but it's still worth watching because of how they did it. And I'll be honest, I'm going to give it another shot down the road and see if once maybe expectations have settled, if I liked it more. And then I watched American Mary.
Oh, how was that? I saw some pictures and stuff for that.
It's really good.
It's that girl from
Ginger Snaps.
Yeah, Ginger Snaps.
Yeah. I can't remember her name. I think it's Catherine Isabel. I'm probably going to screw it up, so I'm probably just going to cut this out. But
I do that in my podcast, too. When I mess up a fact, I cut them out, too.
I think it's the Soska sisters. If I was not in the car, I would totally look up and see if that was their name.
Yeah.
But these twin sisters that have started, that were doing underground horror movies, one of them was called Dead Hooker in a Trunk. And I kept hearing that they were really good.
What's that movie about?
I'm not sure, but I have a feeling it's going to involve, one, a dead hooker. Two, a car, but not just any car, like not a hatchback, but one that does have a trunk. And at some point, I believe that hooker will be placed in that trunk.
That sounds very... Wow, you got all that from the title, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, just from the title alone.
Pulling into
Taco Now, Bell, however, yeah. If they don't do that, I'm going to be very disappointed. Are we just going to... Do you want to keep going while we order?
Sure. Well, do you know what you want?
I know what I want.
I know what I want.
I think I know what I want.
But they got like, look at that triple steak stack.
Listen, let's stop though when we pull up to get it because I don't want to awkwardly be talking about
something weird. I don't want people to know how much Taco Bell I am about to consume.
Okay, all right.
So let's go ahead and pause it right there.
Well, no, yeah, we don't have to pause it right there. We still, oh, well, okay. Now we do. Now the person pulled up, so we're going to pause it.
Okay.
Okay, so we're back. We got our Taco Bell.
Are we recording again?
I'm recording right now. Yeah, I'm already recording. I was gonna eat and do it. I figure. I mean, we're doing this at the same time. It's just sitting down there. I don't know. I think the sound's probably gonna be pretty rough. We'll see if it works.
Yeah, we'll see.
We can check that right now. Or just fuck it.
I'm gonna eat this cheesy potato burrito. That's where I'm gonna start.
Okay, I'm just kind of munching some nachos, but I haven't got the cheese out.
Oh.
I was so hungry, I just wanted the nacho. So
Perfection. Perfection.
I don't know. I tell you what, though. At one point, there's this website called topsecretrecipes.com, and you can buy recipes for your favorite fast food and restaurant-type foods.
Is it like WikiLeaks for recipes?
You could call it that, yes. I think that they should adopt that, but they might not want to connect themselves with WikiLeaks.
Benedict Cumberbatch is in the movie. This is how you make the sauce from Taco Bell.
But no, I got a quesadilla maker, and I was like, well, I want to make Taco Bell-style quesadillas, because I do enjoy them.
With a drink.
And I got the sauce mix. And boosh, went home, and not a problem making tacos. It's a lot better, actually, to do it that way, because then it's made out of real stuff instead of, like, add one Taco Bell sauce packet to a bucket of mayonnaise.
But it's so good!
I'm still having trouble getting my quesadilla out of here, because I got too many nachos. That's when we play the too many nachos. I gotta move that bag anyway, because that was probably full of crinkles. Full of crinkles. I want to apologize to the listening audience
for all the crinkles. And for future crinkles.
Can that be our new slogan? Hodge Podcast, sorry for the crinkles. there's going to be a lot of cutting involved in this.
A lot of pauses.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh my god, this is so hot.
I just poured drink all over my dick. I don't know if it's the lids or if it's me. I think it's me, because it happens a lot. I don't know how it happens, but fuck, I don't need water or some soda all over my balls every day.
Now, are you sure this is happening? This isn't just an excuse for your bladder. Are you sure you're not just peeing yourself, is what I'm saying?
No, I think I'll tell you if I peed myself. That'd be pretty entertaining podcasting.
How would you do it voluntarily on a podcast?
I don't know if I could.
What if somebody offered you money for it? Like, what if we did Kickstarters? Like, raise money for the show and Zane will pee on the podcast.
Zane will pee himself live on audio? I feel like I could fake it, though. There's no proof. It's just a dude standing there. You got.
We can do it.
Dude.
We can put it on YouTubes. I mean, I'm just saying. We should do more of these. I kind of like the flow of this.
I think the Taco Bell in general is just a good karma boost. You just feel so much better.
I think it's going to be funny if we leave all of this, though.
I don't
know. Whoa. Dear. That was real.
We all just slammed on our brakes. This is action-packed.
This is. I kind of like... We're going to die doing one of these if we keep
going. The last show. I have that steak thing in the back, and I really want to eat it, but we almost just died, and I don't want to die with a steak sandwich all over my face.
I would die with a chicken... Sorry, it's really hot. I would die with a chicken quesadilla. I like that this also shows our table manners. Everything really comes out when we do these car episodes.
Yeah, you're right. I also got one of those caramel apple empanadas. You ever had one of those? Yeah, they're pretty delicious.
No.
They're like a dollar. They're really crispy and delicious. I don't know how to describe them other than amazing.
I'd put the chicken quesadilla. It's just a good, steadfast, like, that is the Big Mac.
That, you think that's the Big Mac?
Mm-hmm. Definitely the Big Mac.
That's fair. I'm not a Big Mac guy, though, so that would make sense. I like the chicken quesadilla.
Okay.
I don't like that, I don't like that extra sauce, whatever that shit is. I just get
you
cheese.
You mean the stuff that I paid to learn how to make?
Benedict Cumberbatch's recipe. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumber's bat.
Yeah, it's shit.
Hey, hold on. I've got a switch from the quesadilla to the nachos.
I'm so jealous. Yeah. It's going to be hard for me to switch because we've got the steer situation. That, and I'm about to eat a sandwich that I have never...
Oh, my God. They gave me, like, humongous cheese cups.
Wow, that's nice.
Like, really big cheese cups.
There was kind of a mix-up on the computer, so I think they felt bad. You guys missed that part. So.
Oh, man. This is hot cheese, too. This whole bag is, like, scalding hot. But to the point, can I roll down the window?
Go ahead. Actually, I have the heat on a little bit. So
oh, there we go. I'm going to roll down the window, though. Hold the cheese out of the window and see if that cools it. This is the life hack episode, too. Because I'm teaching you ways to cool your cheese and hopefully not drop it out the window. Because I know how you are. You're not turning around for dropped cheese.
I don't know. I might. Cheese, that's a pretty big deal. See, the problem is I got this sandwich. It's this steak thing that I saw on TV. And it looked delicious. But I don't know. I'm a very picky eater, and I like to look at things while I eat them. Especially things I'm eating going in blinded because it's pitch black outside.
Can we do a video show where it's just you eating food blindfolded?
Oh my God, that'd be awful. I don't think I can do that.
What if we pay you to do it? Let me do a Kickstarter.
I don't know if Kickstarter's money's the answer to everything.
I think we could try it. We can do a Kickstarter called Make Zane Crosby Eat a Burrito with Mystery Elements. Mystery food. Let's put it that way.
Like mustard or
mayonnaise. Nothing gross, and that is the rule, no mustard.
No mustard, no mayonnaise.
You can set a couple of brand boundaries, no mustard, no mayonnaise.
I don't even do pepper, which I'm not really that accustomed to.
Okay.
But I don't want any, maybe not like jalapenos, like anything that you're like, ha, shit fire for a week, dude.
Okay.
I don't want any of that stuff.
No, I mean, you could agree to some of the food.
Okay, I'm gonna do this steak thing because I think it'll be
okay. Oh,
okay. There's no one here, just us.
What?
Over here in Great Britain.
Whoa!
Another car coming.
Getting on the wrong. Okay.
We need to get back in America. That's a game I play. From Great Britain.
You just drive on the wrong.
You never
side
done that? You're
in the, no.
You talk with a British accent. That's good. That's how you cross into the other countries, Justin. The culture.
It seems incredibly dangerous.
It is. Living in, that's just life in Great Britain. Justin.
Wait, hold on, you're putting your trash right on top of it.
Oh, man. Oh, this is not trash, this is my empanada. I'm trying to save it somewhere. trying to squirrel that away, put it in a tree for dessert.
Maybe
later.
Next time we do one of these, we should bring along a third party to handle the food.
Handle the food, yeah. I got this giant steak thing that's just big, it's like a foot and a half, and it's just dangling over my leg awkwardly. It's warm. It'd be a lot easier. Look at that car's gone out. I hate when there's other cars on this road. It's pretty.
We should just start doing this live anytime we go on a road trip. Like live car broadcast.
Awesome. I think I'm just gonna eat it blindly.
You're just gonna eat it blindly?
Ow.
Well, this is the.
Hoping they don't put fucking Benedict Cumberbatch's sauce on this shit.
They do.
Oh, I'll be so fun.
No, it's sperm.
Oh, well, that's okay.
It's a tie-in with the fifth state.
It's a tie-in. The fifth, we did the food crossover with Taco Bell. It just comes in every one of them.
We had Benny go in and jack off a bunch of cups.
I don't want to do this.
Taco Bell.
I don't want to do this, please. It's in your contract, Benedict. Please, I don't want to do this anymore. It's been 3 weeks.
But this is going to be a fun episode to edit.
I bet. Look at this fucking thing. I'm going to eat this fucking thing.
I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to eat it while driving.
I don't think you are.
That's possible. We're going to stop down by these train tracks. I'm going to
hopefully not get raped.
The podcast took a turn. It was a fun romp to Taco Bell, and then I'm about fucking 15 minutes in, they got raped by train tracks.
The train tracks raped them. Not people by the train tracks, but the train tracks themselves.
Whoa, that would be the worst.
Yeah, right?
I don't want to get raped by train tracks. We're not going to stop here now.
We can stop.
We
me if you don't eat chicken. Stop in the middle of the train tracks.
I'm gonna flatten some pennies. God damn it, now there's someone down here. I just want to take a bite of this sandwich. Too much to ask for. Yes.
We're pretty close to Watch Podcast HQ.
I'm in. I got a bite.
You got a bite? How is it?
It's delicious.
Can you describe it?
It's kind of like a Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
With weird Taco Bell bread.
Okay.
It's good.
They should put that on the wrapper.
Yeah. Oh, I hope I can just cover my fucking shield hoodie and cheese. And then it comes back.
You think we just call this episode the Taco Bell episode?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll give us free Taco Bell?
Well, one can only hope. But my dream is for a company, any company. It can be like Crest Dental. Like, call me up and be like, hey, we heard you mention us on your podcast. We want to send you a giant case of toothpaste. I would be so excited. I would just lose my mind.
Like, what if it wasn't Crest? Any toothpaste company would do?
I'll take Colgate. I need something sensitive though. I got sensitive teeth.
Okay, what
I
if,
a lot, I eat a lot of garbage.
What if it was AIM? Like that really cheap stuff?
Who?
AIM toothpaste?
I haven't heard of that.
You haven't heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
I'm a Crest.
What if
Barbasol? Actually, I'm a whatever my girlfriend buys guy now. She buys sensitive stuff. She's looking out for me.
See, my girlfriend buys like the all natural stuff.
Okay.
So I'm mostly using the all natural stuff with no fluoride in it.
See, if it were up to me, it would taste like bubblegum and have the Avengers.
Ooh, you like the bubblegum toothpaste?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that stuff is nasty.
I love that stuff. I'm gonna eat it, aren't
I? I'm like, I just feel like I need to have mint.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm an adult now, so I guess I can just buy bubblegum. If I want a bubblegum flavored anything, I can just buy bubblegum.
It didn't even taste like bubblegum, though.
Yeah, it didn't.
And you liked it, though.
I did.
Well, you learn something new about your friends every day. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why you do these things. I want to eat the rest of this, but it's too difficult.
It does seem difficult. Now, how far are we away?
This thing is long as my forearm still, and I've taken like 3 meaty bites. I'd say we're like, I don't know, 3 minutes, 2 minutes away.
So right now, like, people are taking bets. They're listening to the episode. They're like listening to it in a group, and they're like, oh, man. I bet you $5 he's gonna fit another bite in. And are you gonna prove? How many more bites do you think that you will get?
I got one.
One.
There's another.
Okay, so if you bet it one, you're looking better. You're looking better.
I'll tell you what, if you bet two, there's a stop sign coming up, so you're about to get another.
Oh, shit. You know what we should do is we should just strap GoPros up and do this as like a talk show.
Talk show. Two guys getting Taco Bell.
Well, I think we should mix it up.
Try not to die eating it on the way home.
And sometimes we should stop in places we can just actually, like, sit down and eat. Like, have you ever been up to Grafton?
Yeah.
Biggie's Hamburgers. Have you ever seen that place?
I don't think so.
It's like, looks like it was from the 70s. It's still open.
What?
And I want to go and try Biggie's Hamburgers. Maybe get a special guest.
Is it in Grafton?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, got a special guest? We're going to get in Grafton.
The mayor of Grafton.
Oh, what?
Well, no, the thing is, we get a special guest to come out to the studios. Drive them to Grafton to eat a Biggie.
I ate one place in Grafton. I don't know where it is. I don't think it's this place, though. This place didn't look like it was from the 70s. Though it was mildly lost in time.
It could be it. Maybe my description. Maybe you're going to see it and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's that place.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like the 70s. That looks like 82.
Yeah, it was like a sit-down restaurant. I don't know how to describe it.
It was kind of like a drive-in, I think. Regardless, we're going to go to that one.
Yeah.
We're almost back to your house, though.
Yeah, we're almost there. Oh,
you're
I can't
still
wait to
two
stop
bikes.
And then shoot this down.
Oh. I tell you what, though, I'm glad you're driving, because eating these nachos, holding a cheese cup, dipping nachos while you're driving... Not the easiest. This is like my favorite thing to get
to
talk
with,
about.
I had to do that with pretzels the other day.
Oh.
It was a nightmare.
There has to be a better way.
N M&M's, you get those pretzel bites. Mm,
yeah, I love sticks.
Those. You gotta get cheese sauce.
Oh, yeah. What else are you gonna get? Well, we have returned to the HQ. And that means it's time to end this episode.
Oh, wow,
so
yeah.
We can't do some of it in the car, and then
sit here to awkwardly scarf down the
rest
of
the food. No. The episode's over once we get home. We're gonna take our food inside, and then we're gonna watch. What are we watching on Have You Seen My Childhood this week?
Oh, what was it?
Can we do, I don't remember.
Oh, we Marmaduke!
Marmaduke.
Marmaduke. That's supposed to be bad. That was the movie that Olsen did when he was gonna kill himself.
I don't know if you should say that much. You might not. You
it's
might
Marmaduke.
Not. All right, well, we're working on it.
We'll see how that turned out.